kill a deer?
No.
You didn't. That's why you're in a bad mood.
Donna did, with her car.
Yeah, I heard she
I already asked her what she was doing with meat.
My nephew got two.
Okay. All right. I think we're ready to get started. Call our meeting to order. And Helen's going to lead us in prayer, and then we'll have the pledge. Thank you, Helen. Okay, next on our agenda is meeting minutes. Are we ready to do those?
Thanks, I've reviewed them all. They all look good to me.
Me too.
I didn't see anything, so you're going to just list the dates? Or?
Yep. I move that we approve 11-13, 11-16, 11-17, 11-18, 11-20, and 11-25 for approval.
Second.
Any discussion? Questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Accounts payable.
I wanted to pull, and I didn't even get the number on that. I'm sorry. Did you get the number?
Who is it?
It's actually
public administrator.
Yeah. Request.
Mileage.
A mileage request, and we want to talk about some things to do with that. Have you got a check number?
Check number 317296.
Okay.
You get that, Jim? 397296. Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve accounts payable with the exception of 317296. Pull it out. And add in one that we'd held, check number 317012, which was for an IDA charge.
Okay.
Second.
Any questions? Discussion? Helen?
I might just say right quick, and you probably already know this, those mileage checks for the public administrator are actually paid out of the fees that come in from her clients.
Okay. That's the question that we wanted to talk about just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Do you receive reimbursements from her regularly on?
Whenever she brings in her checks from her clients, her stack of checks, then she figures up her mileage for that month also, and it is held out of those clients' checks. So it's not actually something that's an expense to the county.
Okay,
it's just
so
a pass through.
It's yeah. We like if she gives us $5,000 and she has a $500 expense check, well, $4,500 goes into public administrator fees, and then the rest of it goes into her expense line for mileage and then comes right back out. It's just an in and out on
okay.
the same line.
But she had those specific trips filed in this deal, and I didn't know whether those were people that did not have the assets to cover the mileage. That was my only question.
But it's all in one lump sum. I didn't see who the mileage was actually to compared to. See, she brings me like 60 checks at a time.
Right.
And so to look at those checks, and most of them is just like $50. And so to say she went and seen somebody that paid us $50 and she had $300 in mileage, it's you can't really balance that out. It's just a lump sum.
To answer your question, from what I understood in the times past, there's never a exact science of we'll always get reimbursed exactly for every one of her trips. It always has worked out that we've never gone negative on it, but it's not all the time. So that just because we're reimbursing doesn't mean we've actually got paid from those same people that she visited for reimbursement.
Now, the mileage may not come through the same time as the client's checks.
Right.
But we usually bring in about 4,000 or better more every month than we pay out.
Right, and it's a budget item, and that's the one reason that I wanted to.
I just wanted to let you know. I'm not trying to influence your decision. I just
right.
want to let you know that that doesn't come out of her budget. It's just from the client's expenses.
Okay, and I think we can call her up and have just a,
sure.
a general
Absolutely.
Discussion on that, and I think we can get everything straightened up maybe.
We, in the past, we've always had Rick or Rick's office just make a phone call, and
okay.
we can have him do that again.
Okay.
Just want to leave it like it is?
I just want to leave it like it
okay.
is until
okay.
we talk to her.
Now, who had that motion?
Did we get a motion
Did
in
we get
a second?
Motion? Do that. Second.
Okay. Other questions? Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay. I didn't see any journal entries or transfers. Nope. Okay. All right. Ready for public comment? Nobody signed up. Anybody got a comment for us? Art, come on up to the mic, please.
Morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering where we're standing. Excuse me. Where we're standing on getting a front out here finished off in front of the courthouse out here. It's looking like hell out there. It don't look like a Taney County courthouse the way it looks. It looks like a bunch of farm boys come in here trying to do something they don't know nothing about. And I think it's time, it's been long enough, they ought to be getting it finished up. Thank you.
Could I make a small comment?
You can and I can too. Go ahead.
We have a sewer line that went through that project that has held us up through the fall part of the year, which was the time to, actually do the grass sowing, what the coverage that we're going to put in there. That scheduling on that sewer line, which we didn't want to have a finished product and then tear that, as you've seen, the two big trees, they came out, which we didn't want to come out, but the way the sewer line was designed, they had to come out. So that left us with a situation where we couldn't do anything. What's that been, a couple of weeks now since they...
Well, actually, part of the problem is also is that they got in trouble with MoDOT, and so...
Well, I was going to get into that, but...
Yeah, it's been a few...
It's been a little complicated process, Art. You're not any more disgusted about it than we are, but we're going to try to have by spring everything set up and fixed up right. But as the process with a sewer project that comes through Forsyth that goes up Shorty Cooper Street there was no need in us finishing that out and then having it tore back up to refinish again.
Is it the most that on the south side of the road, though?
Actually, it's all right below the retaining wall. The whole retaining wall.
Yes, that whole area.
That if they actually they put the trench in and then got in trouble with MoDOT, and then MoDOT made them cover the trench up before they could put the line back in. I actually have proposals to do the whole landscaping hill, so I'm waiting for this to get done so we can actually I can present the proposal. So we're eager, but
let the people in the paper here know what's going on, because a lot of people have been asking about it.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, I didn't sign up, but I just got here.
That's fine.
My name is Pat Dooley. I live in Kissimmee Mills.
Okay.
And I would like to invite the commissioners, the press, anybody else wants to come. Senior tax levy will have an informational discussion group. It's House Bill 351, Statute 67.990.1. We will be sponsoring a informational meeting on Thursday, December the 10th at 1 p.m. at the Branson Community Center. And I hope to see all three of you there. I will also leave these for you. Sorry, I had to write it out. My computer crashed. I've got your attention. I live off of Barker Hole and Catfish, down off of 160. And when I was down there to see what all the vultures and crows were, there's deer carcasses all over my road in the side. I'd appreciate if somebody'd come down and clean it up.
Okay, they're on the county road?
Well, I guess Barker Hole's a county road.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Would you like to give us just a little more info on your House Bill 351?
Okay, this was passed in 1989. I believe it's 44 counties already have passed it. Stone County Christian and Green County, I know for a fact, already passed it. And what it is the voters vote to put an assessment on personal and real property. I believe it's about 5%, which comes to $10 a year on a $100,000 value. And all the money goes to the senior nonprofit groups in this county. The money does not go anywhere else. I imagine it's the commissioners that appoint a committee, and then each group that wants some of this money would have to apply for it. You don't just dish it out. So I think it's a very good program, and I can't understand why we don't have it.
I think it's a wonderful idea that you have brought this forward but I don't know how successful you can be with a vote on issues like this. As Mr. Beck, the former speaker that talked at the podium there, I've been a big supporter of trying to get some money for Meals on Wheels, all the senior citizen things that go on in the county, the citizens that have lived here a lifetime and been a part of the community, and we have a difficult way of getting money sponsorship through the county because of the legislative rules.
The rules, from the way I understand it, only go to Taney County. It's already been passed by the state. It's up to Taney County to do it now. And I really and truly think, if it is explained to the voters how much it costs to put a senior in a nursing home under Medicaid, which like 98% of our people are, and what it would cost them to do a little in-home health care and Meals on Wheels, you're going to save a lot of money, not only the quality of life. And this has to be explained to the voters. And remember, everybody's going to be a senior citizen someday. And you might be the person that's out there looking for this help to stay into your home. I realize this is a bad time to be asking for a tax increase. And I will admit I'm new to Taney County. But already I know things move very slowly down here. So I'm figuring if we can get this on the ballot within 2 years, I'd be very, very happy. So, and another thing, I'm Irish. I love a good fight. Thank you.
Did you say it's been successful in other counties?
If I'm not mistaken, it's either 44 or 46 counties.
Okay.
I apologize for not bringing the information with me, but I will admit this is the first type of meeting that I've ever been to.
Well,
I didn't know people could speak.
We will make some phone calls because this has been discussed with commissioners at other in our commission meetings.
Last time it was tried down here in Taney County, it was approximately 1999, and I was told that the commissioners would not put it on the ballot. Now, I don't know who the commissioners were or why it wasn't put on the ballot.
This is going to be an informational session. She's made an announcement.
Okay.
This is public comment. And
okay. Let's just, what we can do is talk about it, maybe assigning you the task, Bob, but we can do that at a different time here. So,
thank you for the invitation. December 10th.
At 1 o'clock.
Ransom Community Center at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. Excuse me. Anybody else? Okay, next on our agenda is IDA board appointment. Tim, would you like to speak to us? We got Tim Connell, who's our new chairman of the IDA board. I hesitate to call him new because he's been into it pretty deep already.
Yes. I think this was, first of all, to take care of a matter of Mark Wise.
Yes, this board appointment of your all's recommendation is Mark Wise.
Yes.
To fill a vacancy.
Yes, we have two vacancies to go. The board asked me to come and deliver that nomination to it. This is just because we've had the vacancies on the board that need to be filled, where we'll get a full nine on there. And Mark Wise was recommended by the board to the county commission. We will be back next month with two more to be appointed, and that should fill up our board.
Okay.
I make a motion that we approve Mark Wise.
Second. Any questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
That's the Senator 4-year term and all those rules of...
6 years,
I think. It's a 6-year term?
Yeah, everyone on that, I don't think they know that going into it.
I wouldn't start telling them now.
It's 6 years per statute, I believe.
Wow.
Also, I presented to you this morning also a budget for the upcoming year with IDA. I've made a couple changes to that since my original submission to you and with the recommendations that the county had from me before. On that, I've circled or put stars by the bottom there of those. Last time, you guys had actually budgeted for the year, and then in March, as I understand it, before I was a member of the IDA, there was a change made to the actual budget that year, and since you can't do that mid-year, I just wanted to total that amount up on the bottom left there. At $149,600 is what was to be budgeted then for that, if we looked at it for a full year. The actual as of 11/17 was $88,000 versus the $149,600. And what I'm also listing there on the bottom right is a total budgeted year. I've actually gone back and we've trimmed that down some and changed some things around, but we've actually asked for a total budget of $131,850 for the year of 2010.
If I'm reading this right, too, Tim, you're also asking indirectly that any fees that you guys charge, you as those fees are kept within the IDA to help run the operation.
That is correct. If anything you want to call it, we're bringing some skin to the game.
Right.
The IDA is a unique item in the fact that it's one of the few things when created by a county of where they can collect fees for bonds that they do for low interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
And those need to be coming to the county for the general fund. We would like to identify them in our annual budget with you, though, to verify how much we are bringing back to the county in return as well.
Okay. Sounds good. Anything else?
I don't believe so. Everything else is spelled out there with that budget.
Okay. I think we're having more budget discussions after... at 1 o'clock today, so I appreciate that, Tim.
Okay.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming over.
All right, thank you.
Okay, next is our health benefit discussion. I put that on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning real strong of making a change in my vote, but I would like to get Vicki Rice on the phone. I've got a few more questions for her. I talked to her late, before Thanksgiving. And I'd like, I'll just make a motion to table this to the end of the agenda and see if we can get her on the phone.
Okay, so you just want to move it to the end of the agenda?
That'll be fine.
As you know, I can't discuss because we've already voted on it. So in order for her to have a discussion.
I'll second the motion to table to the end
of
the agenda.
Okay. Is there anybody here to speak on the health benefits? Okay. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries. Is this something we need to look at now, Jim?
No, it is.
This is up at the table item, I guess, now.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Next on our agenda is Quail Road. I asked that be put on there, and again, I'm going to ask that I'll make a motion to table it. Reason being, we had a citizen come in last week, has bought a property. This is, I just lost it. Where is it? I think it's off of Reinhardt Road. Anyhow,
mm-hmm.
It's a small subdivision. The water comes underneath our road, and is directed pretty much on a property line, and it's washed it out, and he's wanting us to do some repairs. He's got pictures. I would like to, again, at the end of the agenda, see if we can get him on the phone, see if he's available to come in.
Has Road and Bridge looked at this?
Some of Road and Bridge have.
Okay.
I went to Shop Talk. David Lowry had been down and seen it.
Okay.
And I don't know if Frank had or not. So anyhow, my motion is, because of that, to table it to later on today.
Okay.
So we can get him in here and
okay, I'll second that. Sure. There's been quite a bit of discussion about if it's the same location that I think the entrance would have to be changed and things like that, but that's fine. We'll table it.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, next one, Lakeway Road name change.
So Tammy came to us and just said there's a tremendous amount of Lakeway roads throughout the whole county, and help Tammy Hagler is with our 911 department, and in an effort to try to start cleaning up some of those roads that are we are apprehensive about changing names if it's going to affect people's mailing addresses and all that. She found this road that it would not affect anybody, but it would actually clean up 911 a little bit. So it's a formality process of just changing a name that actually has no, it just has properties on it, but it would not actually have nothing to do with residents, because there's no one living on this road. It's a small road on your side of the county here.
It's a matter of procedure of actually adopting a name for a road, and it has been her recommendation that we name
it Maryland.
Maryland Road.
Maryland Road.
They have an extra sign that's not being used.
That's been vacated in the past, and so we have that sign, so it wouldn't cost the county any money. It's just a procedure process.
Well, I make a motion that we approve Maryland Road as the name change for.
Okay. Second.
And this is the one, for clarity, is off of 176 near Cedar Point.
Resort. Yeah, right.
Okay. Any questions or discussion? Art?
Charlie, how's that going to affect your emergency outfits, your ambulances and the fire departments and first responders and all that kind of stuff? That's when you start changing.
Let me explain to you what the issue. If you go down to, if you went down 176 and turned like you're going into Cedar Point, there's some houses that are on your left. This road is platted and it's been used, but there's no residence on there. There's no road sign. There's no name on the road. And that's part of the issue, is we need to get a sign up there that shows where that road is.
To keep people from turning down that road, just for the same issues that you were talking about. Whenever they are going down that road, they go to hunting for a location.
Right, and the other thing is, emergency services actually came to us and said we'd like to change the name, because they're having...
Jimmy's got some good input.
911 will immediately update our maps and everything, so whenever they put this in... It will immediately be updated on all of our maps, so we'll have access to the changed name on it.
It's a good question.
Yep. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Anything else? No. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next one on our agenda is Coon Creek Road update. I think I'm responsible for that, too.
I've got some updates, and you could do, too. So.
Randy Hayes, and I thought Randy might be here this morning, but he had made mention that they're planning to put the asphalt down.
This week. On Wednesday, is
that?
There's
some question when, but we thought maybe the media would be interested, and we wanted to be sure and get that word out. Mm-hmm. So, since we don't have exact, we'll get hold of the media. We do have.
There is a schedule.
And they're on schedule. I mean, the Boyce Construction, who is the contractor, they're on pace to have the road back open on time.
This morning.
Okay.
Is that a new update?
Yes. Go ahead and tell them what's happening.
Well, I want to make sure what I'm saying doesn't change that. But anyway, the road will be paved out as scheduled by the end of this week. There may be some...
scheduled to begin.
Yeah, dirt lines and all that. Dirt lines, dirt backfilling may be required, but nothing on the driving surface. So we'll be able to open, I guess it would be the following week. It would be next week at this time. The road should be open to.
And according to this letter, I read it this morning. It just come in, and there's some striping that'll have to be done and things like that before they will open it to the public. So it's basically, this is a fresh. This is hot off the press line right here. So anyway, that's what we have there, the information. And striping this week might be rather difficult with the temperatures,
right,
the way they'll be. So,
but they're still planning to pave this week, and then we're on schedule to have the road done by the end of the next week, I think.
Randy's one.
The 15th of the December is the deadline, and they're going to make that.
Randy's one comment was there will be some extra congestion or whatnot when they're paving at those two locations at B Creek.
Mm-hmm.
I mean at BB
and 76.
So look for that Tuesday and Wednesday, it looks like,
right,
and maybe Thursday.
And they're saying that they're after the 15th, there may be the existing Coon Creek Road where it intersects with 76, we're removing that. The old intersection, they may be doing that after the 15th, and they may be doing some of the final grading after the 15th, but once again, the driving surface is scheduled to be complete by the 15th, which is days ahead of the
deadline.
The bridge.
The bridge, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Questions or comments? It's gone pretty well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Next is nuisance case 04302. This is one, and pictures are enclosed. It's a house on Sioux Lane that has been burned, and the rubble's been left for quite a long while. And
we just passing it on to the prosecutor?
We're ready to send the second letter,
okay,
which is part of our ordinance, and then when that happens, gives them 14 days, then we'll pick it up and vote on sending it to the prosecutor. So I'll make a motion to send the second letter of 04302 nuisance case.
I'll second that.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Come on up to the mic and give us your name, if you would.
I'm O.A. Hunter. I have property around that house, mm-hmm, below it.
Okay.
Well, he's hauling old refrigerators and stuff like that in there and dumping it. Now, he had a truckload and a trailer load.
Right.
I thought he'd just storing it so he could hardly crush it, but then yesterday, she said he brought in a load of old mattresses and stuff like that. So
okay.
It's
metal, scrap, garbage.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, diapers, and I can see it from on my property.
Sure.
But he has added more since they had come out and took pictures.
Okay.
It's getting real bad.
If that be the case, then we will go through our procedure, but we'll also contact the health department if they're hauling in trash, household trash and stuff like that.
Right.
So
use that as scrap. I mean, hauling it there for scrap and breaking it down or hauling it off. I don't know what he's doing, but it's getting really bad.
Yeah. We got
the way the process works, we send them a first letter, gives them 45 days. Actually, that had been sent quite some long time ago, even before the house burned, I think, because the same kind of stuff was going on at that point. We've picked that up. Then we send them a second letter if they don't take action, and that's the 14 days I mentioned. So if they don't respond in 14 days to clean it up, then we can send this to the prosecutor and he can do his thing with it. Young lady, you better come up to the mic if you're going to speak some more.
I was under the understanding Janice Mayo, if he knows I'm saying anything, they harass me. I'm disabled. I live by myself. If it isn't for Arnold and my neighbors and the ones up on top of the hill, they harass me really bad.
Mm-hmm.
He can't back a trailer up. I mean, he's running onto my property, but I'm nervous on this.
You're all right.
I was on the understanding he was supposed to tear that burnt house down, and it was always been 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks is what I have heard,
mm-hmm,
but nothing has been done. He just uses it for doing his scrapping and stuff, and then he takes it down onto Arnold's place, and I sat there one night and watched him, and I waited him out, and then finally they took car doors, and I don't know what else was with it that they hauled into the pickup and took it off, but they just keep bringing it more back.
Well, there's two issues there, and one of them, Bob can probably help with this. there's two issues, one that the county handles as far as a nuisance case, one that the health department handles as far as a health hazard. And they fall under different statutes, but both of these could be applied here. So we're going to pursue this case for you.
Me and Carolyn, I don't know Carolyn's last name. Carolyn. We did go to the health department on them on that house, and that's why I said it was 2 weeks, 2 weeks, mm-hmm. 2 weeks, since that me and Carol had went to the health department where Glenn's used to be and made a complaint there, too.
The report I got was the health department sent back to us.
Okay.
That it wasn't something they could address under
but
their
laws. But the new things that she's telling about with the household garbage and things like that would change that.
I don't know.
With what with the pictures that we looked at, that qualifies under our regulations. Well,
right. We can continue to go our process, and we can call the health department, go back there and take another look with new. But like Commissioner Pendle was talking about, I mean, we'll send this out, and in 2 weeks, if there's no efforts or if they haven't contacted us, it goes to our prosecuting attorney, where then he will file charges. And then ultimately, it would go to court, and if we had to, we would clean it up. I mean, what's the process, Bob? After if they don't do anything, eventually?
We can go to court, and if the prosecutor doesn't file charges, the prosecutor files charges, they'll have to clean it up or face the consequences, fine, jail time, whatever. But if he doesn't file charges, we could always go after an injunction. It'll take a while, but and if he doesn't clean it up, then he could be jailed or fined on a daily basis.
Because there's sometimes it's just depending on the weather and that, and I have, besides, I have disabled for my back and my neck, I can smell that burnt, mm-hmm. and it makes it hard for me to breathe, which I'm kind of, you can hear it now, in my chest. That's what I'm concerned. I can't breathe all that stuff.
Right.
And like the fire department says, just shut your windows. Well, if you shut your windows and run your air, well, you're still sucking that into the house. You know, otherwise I have to run around with a mask on my face, and that's...
Well, I think we're going as fast as we can, and there is hope that it will get cleaned up. I mean, the process is sometimes lengthy, and that's where it may get drugged down. But hopefully with the second letter we send out, and then either our attorney or the prosecuting attorney filing charges, I mean, no one wants to spend time in jail, and no one wants to do any of that. I mean, there is some legal ramifications for them not doing their part.
Because he wanted to buy my wooded area so that he could put some cedar or pine trees up so it had privacy. That way we couldn't see what all these junk he's laying down. And I told him, no, I wasn't selling my land.
So what I would suggest is within the next 2 weeks plus whatever day, we'll probably send this out today, Chuck, is that right? Probably.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So probably in the next 2 weeks we'll know if we've heard from him. If not, then... If you want to call the commission office, we can tell you what the next step's going to be after that.
Okay.
So there is a process, but we now have to wait 2 more weeks. But the time is getting shorter, but we also will be sending it, you know, our prosecuting attorney will have a copy of this, and this usually gets the owner's attention.
Did we have a motion to send the second letter from Chuck? And
I second it. We just need to vote on it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
There's more tar and stuff. It's my property is downhill from his. I'm sure that's where they come from. I didn't see him put them there. But then she said on the backside on somebody else's property, they dumped a bunch of stuff.
And they're friends with Beasley's. So Beasley lets him stack all that stuff on his property.
And he's always bringing in old cars and taking them out. I don't know what he's doing with them.
Yeah.
Well, he took one a couple of weeks ago down there, and it was blocking the drive, and it was for Beasley to take the motor out of the car, because I guess you get more without the motor in it for scrapping. And like Mr. Beasley said, there's not any money in the scrapping right now, but he's loading that scrapping stuff up and just piling mattresses.
Yeah. We'll call the health department again, but if you want to call the commission office in the next couple of weeks, we'll know if he's contacted us or not. If not, we'll be going to the next stage.
Okay. Well, I called him today, and I better shut my phone off because they're liable to call one.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Any other questions or discussion?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Art.
Why
while you're out checking them, Charlie, there's a place out there right back to Carl's auto service out here. You know where Carl's Record Service is? There's about 5 to 6 acres in there. And Paul Abel used to have that in there. He had a lot of cars in there, but he's moved them all out. They've been gone for over a year and a half, 2 years now. Anyhow, that place is starting to look like a junkyard for Taney County. There's more junk, old cars, garbage, and you can see it from the highway now, and that's what's bad. Just driving by there, and it's back of Carl's out there, and it's a mess back there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, anything? Bobby.
I got something.
All right.
I want to know if this is my pet peeve, you know, whatever.
Here we go.
I don't know why we have such a long wait on this stuff, but anyway, there might as well be nothing, because the health department don't do nothing. I've been working with them for 12 years on my next-door neighbor, and they just hadn't done a thing. But anyway, where he's talking about over there, at it's next door to the senior center. You pull in that parking lot, and you just look out there, and it's piles of garbage. I walked out there over the weekend, and there's a big plastic container full of clothes folded up that I guess somebody didn't want, so they just dumped it. But it's pitiful. There's four or five big piles of that stuff as high as the ceiling. But the health department don't really get involved. I've tried and worked with them, and you don't get much out of them. And I don't know who to call every time we have something. I mean, I've tried working with you guys on a certain things, and it turned over to the health department. They just don't do anything. They always say we're undermanned. We don't have anybody. We don't have any jurisdiction to do that. We can't go in and see this. We can't do that. Well, if you have to wait for all these months and months and months, things, you know, it just keeps going.
It's frustrating, and
it
as
is.
You well know, we've worked on it in the past, and we're
my next door neighbor now, they have 5 cars, and I'm sure some of them are not. James Lift, he's here. I'm sure some of them are not on the tax roll. But anyway, the last count we had, there was about 15 dogs all in the house. Well, no, one of them's not. They just got a new one, and they tied him to a big log chain on a rod. He goes out and gets hung in around bushes and barks from 4 in the morning till 12 at night. And there's nothing. Nobody does anything. But this is what the health department matter with them for a while, because they did have little kids in the house. And they went down there and they said they had no jurisdiction to go in the house. So, you know, that's bad. I think the nuisance thing could be gone over. And maybe do a little bit of amendments to it that could put a little teeth into it, because I don't think it's working.
Well, we did. This sounds like I'm defending, but on that one property you're talking about, Bobby, we did do a case, and they did move some of those out. But you're telling me they've moved them back in.
Well, there's another family living there in that world.
Ah, okay.
5 or 6 people in there, and they had a contractor on the other day. He came to my house and he said, I opened the door and I turned around and walked off. He said, I couldn't take it.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else? All right. We'll vote on this.
Yep.
04-302. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay. James, you're next on report on MAC conference.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to report on the conference. If anyone was looking for most elected officials last Monday, of course, we weren't around. There was 8 elected officials in Tantara. MAC held its 38th annual conference, and it started on November 22nd and adjourned on the 24th in Camden County. Approximately 700 people were attending. Ranged from county commissioners, of course, down through the offices and all the courthouses. One of the main subjects, of course, it followed the tradition of budget woes, as we well know. We heard from Mrs. Linda Lubering, which was the budget director for the governor, and she kind of went through the process, and there was no good news. It just seemed to be gloom and doom all the way through on the budget process. Then as the conference progressed, they went into what approximately 18 breakout sessions, which was very informative to elected officials that were interested in those breakout sessions, covering all the way from the 2010 census has been vital to the counties and to the future of the counties, suggestions for capturing stimulus money, being proactive instead of waiting for programs to come through, being very active out there trying to gather these things up. The future of the federal service transportation program, the off-system bridge replacement was one of the breakouts that I thought was very important to the counties. H1N1, of course, was covered. Building economic development and community revenue through heritage tourism efforts. All these breakout sessions ran about 30 minutes, and they had experts there answering questions. We had one on based on county collectors and the sale of collector's deeds. We had Keystone Pipeline, which is a big pipeline that's coming through and spending a lot of money in the counties and increasing sales tax and just promoting economic development. By the end of the conference, they had established and voted on six priorities for the MAC legislation. And one was supporting the legislation to support statewide 911. Of course, that's been pursued about 7 or 8 years, and there was a big push back on it. And then the second would be fully funding state mandates on county government. Seemed to be of interest to lots of counties of directives coming down from the state and legislation being passed, but no money following it. Opposing the preemption of local authority was a priority of MAC's. Opposing legislation that erodes the local tax base by requesting the General Assembly address Missouri's antiquated tax structure. And all these issues were very important to counties because, of, as we know, the budget process at this point seems like statewide is not going to support the government that's sent to us to provide to the citizens. I think the fifth one was supporting a transportation fund package that will address Missouri's dire infrastructure needs. And then during the conference, the issue of the assessment process was brought up and how much burden it was going to lay to the budget statewide, not any individual county. There was approximately $6.9 million cut from the assessment process by the governor in the current budget. So this is then going to fall back either on the county commissions to take away services to the people or come up with the monies to help support assessor's offices throughout the state. So the MAC legislation wanted to list that as a sixth priority for this year, and as Jim and I said on the board, we would appreciate all support in these areas coming from all elected officials. Your voices are very persuasive. Elected officials can say they don't have no say, but we know that's not the case. Everyone as an elected official represents the people, and when they voice their opinion, it's listened to. So basically, that's what I wanted to cover, and if anybody thinks of anything else.
I wanted to throw something out there. Just on that sixth resolution that the MAC conference voted on, which was the fund, helping to try to fund the assessor's office, and I don't know if the press picked it up, but about a month ago, the governor went through and decided to cut the reimbursements to all counties per parcel reimbursement. We used to get reimbursed, what, $5.99 or $6, something like that?
$5.99.
And he has now cut it to per parcel to $4.99, which
$4.
So it's a 33% cut to the reimbursements to all assessors' offices across the state in an effort to save money for the state. The concerning thing that was brought up in the MAC conference is this is already underfunded already, and they're pretty much concerned that this is going to go below this as budgets doesn't continue, because like you said, the budget officer came and spoke, and they're going to miss their budget by 15%, it looked like. They actually budgeted an up year, by 4% up year, and they're actually down by 10 now, so it's about a 15-point swing what the state is experiencing. So that's why that resolution was brought, is because there's other counties that don't have extra general county revenue to fund the assessor's office. And I believe some counties already laid off some personnel. Is that correct, James?
Yes, we've already heard of layoffs. We've heard of county employees paying half of their benefits.
Right.
That's just rumored throughout the halls. And let me tell you, a lot of people says, well, there's nothing goes on at these conferences. Those hallways is where it goes on.
Sure.
But before and after the meetings. And we heard all kinds of devastating blows to county governments. I heard one of a four-day paid week.
Right.
So many options are going to be looked at out there, and it's going to be very important for the services of the citizens not to just let this lay by and let it just,
right.
You know, it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen, but we need to take the heat away from what's going to happen. So
that's just clarification. I don't know if you knew. We were affected. 33% of our reimbursements are now no longer going to be there because the governor's cut it from all counties.
Jim, the real concern was it was going to go to $3.
Right.
And it may go. Which was a 50% cut for sure. And without the assessors, people working for the school districts and all the things, every entity that's throughout our county, we have our problems that Taney County has faced in the past are now coming true statewide. As you listen to people up there that were not concerned in the last 2 or 3 years with exactly what was going on with Taney County's withholding of funding and all this, those counties were added to, I heard at least 4 or 5 counties that have fell in that case, and then with this new withholding by the governor, there's going to be, all the small counties were just devastated by it. They have no financial resource to
no surplus
money to spend to assess the properties to collect the money to operate off of. So it's very, very serious, and anybody that would want to write their representative or their senator or the governor, please do so.
Well, the other thing you want to remember too is that by statute, they're going to go to $3, and we know they're going to go to $3, or that's the expectation, and that's cutting the assessment refunds back 50% on its entirety. And most counties' balance for fiscal year 2010, as they receive payment in fourth quarter, is now zero for the next 6 months. We're almost at zero, but I never had a county tell me that they had a surplus in funding, which means general revenue is going to have to fund through next year whether you want to or not, because
right.
I believe the governor has total discretion on this. He cut it to $4 with all the budgetary processes already made. He can cut it to $3 today.
If he does, that'll be $2.99 times the number of parcels in the county. We have 40-something thousand parcels, so we're talking somewhere around $120,000 anyway.
Right.
And you take that from some of the small counties, they have to find the money elsewhere or cut the service.
Right.
And if they find the money elsewhere, it takes away from other services.
That's correct. But basically, I just wanted to report what we did. A lot of people says, oh, there's just a convention going on, meaningless convention, but it's not meaningless. We had 8 elected officials there, and major issues are discussed, and this is prior to getting to the legislators, and it's very important to know that when you mention one of these 6 to your legislator, that's the entire state behind it. MAC conference is representative of the entire state. It's not one elected official sitting somewhere having a dream or something. It is supported by the entire MAC association.
Question, James.
Yes.
You mentioned statute and the $3. The statute
specify?
That they can go to $3.
And that's why the governor has the ability to cut it?
That was mentioned at the breakout session of first-class counties, I think.
Right, and it also, the statute says they may pay to the $7, which they've never went to that limit. They fluctuated, and then they froze partial counts at 2006 levels. It's just been a nightmare devastation of keeping the funding coming from the state. And it appears that there'll be a big push to take it back locally.
Because I think the minimum funding in that statute is 3. I think it's what it is. Right. Minimum funding to 3, maximum to 7. But I think we also, didn't we also talk about prisoner per diem? It's very below the minimum. Is
yeah,
that right?
It's next on the list to cut. I'll make that prediction. I'm not making, but it.
Right.
So funding from the state is.
Right.
Is all of a sudden looking like a fantasy land, if you don't know the truth. So, that's what I wanted to report this morning, that yes, we were at a conference, but it was a very informative and very important conference. Thank you very much.
Hey, James, one other one. You mentioned 911, and we've been talking about that forever, it seems like.
Right.
We don't seem to get anything done. Was there anything good come out of that discussion?
It appears to me that they're just following the same procedure. In fact, I was trying to think of the gentleman, Patrick Haggerty, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
No, Paul Fennewald. He's been working on that for 3 or 4 years. And it appears that it's down the same road with, I'd say it'll have a tough time because of the budgetary crisis we're in this year, but it actually, they appeared to have more hope this year with this 911 situation than years past. It,
what they're wanting to do on that is get the 911 tax applied to cell phones. Right now, the cell phones are where they get most of their calls in. Cell phones is one thing that they don't tax 911, even though it probably most of the counties allow still them to say that there's a county tax on there. Kenny County, I don't believe they do that anymore for a while. They did, and I called them and asked where they're going because I wasn't getting that money in. And they said, well, if you have to talk to the county, I said, well, I am the county. And they changed it. They don't call it county tax anymore. But that's
well, it appears.
I think we're one of 50 states that don't have that.
The only one.
The only one.
One of 50 states.
Yeah.
But what had occurred, I think, on this entire process, as the state of Missouri, jumped in years ago and started providing those services and the adequate funding, such as our 911 systems here, by county, and other states followed suit then, following the entire state. Well, all of a sudden, you had many counties supporting their own 911 systems, and I believe there's just 13 or 14 counties right now that can't support that 911 system, and they can't get a levy. Even if they passed the levies, they couldn't support themselves. They're small counties, and they're asking that this funding come from all the counties that have already passed their basic needs. And so that's where the holdup is on how they're going to get this passed for these 13 or 14 counties that can't afford it in any way, form, or fashion that they would try to implement it. So, Missouri took the different road, and I don't know that it's the best, but that's how it happened, and now we're stuck with what are we going to do with these 13 or 14 counties.
The bottom line, as far as that, you don't hear any change coming. That was what I had heard.
In the halls, I don't see anything that would say that somebody's willing to pay more tax on that. I just because it would require that increase on cell phones, and as of course you look at your cell phone bill and it's a total list of taxes.
I'm not sure there would be an increase. What happened was the federal legislation allowed them to charge a maintenance fee, which they call the tax. When they did that, they thought that they would probably turn that to a 911 tax. 49 of the 50 states now collect that as a 911 tax. Now, it may be a little more, but I don't think it'd be much more at all. I think it needs to be changed statewide, and it'll have to be a vote on that by the state, I believe.
Yeah, but that's why it's such a confusing issue. the monies that's already there is being used and budgeted. They're not just going to say, hey, here's some more money coming out of 911.
The cell phone company are using it.
Right.
Not the government.
And so the...
I make my point
just from right here today. It is so confusing an issue, the legislators are having a hard time grasping it.
Right.
And that's.
But the reason for these resolutions is each of them is asking the state legislature to pass
statutes. We're asking them to take notice and get into the arguments and try to straighten it out. And it's been 7 years, I think, or 8 years, so it's a very, very confusing issue.
Okay. Anything else on my conference?
Nope. It was brought up in that breakout work session, and I think we have two or three presiding commissioners now that are involved in communicating with all counties to work on this problem. I brought it up that it had been there for the 5 years that I'd been at the conferences. 911 had been discussed at every one of them, and that we had made no progress whatsoever. And there was a Betty Knight, and a couple of others have taken it up on their shoulders to try to get this thing back on the ballot or try to do something with the county. So,
okay. Other issues? Nothing? All right, we'll recess for, 5 minutes, and I'll see if I can get Vicki on the phone.
Sure.
Okay. Thanks for being here.